It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And good morning, everybody, from Pinnacle Bank Arena.
As a healthcare center.
It's time for Class C1 State Tournament Basketball semifinal round action here today. It will be the Auburn Bulldogs, ranked number 4 in Class C1. They're 25-1 on the year. And the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays, the number 2 ranked team in the state, they are 26-1 on the season. They are the number 2 and number 3 seeds in this state tournament, which now are the top two seeds remaining to go for a championship tomorrow with number 1 Ogallala, the only undefeated team in the state, just lost in the semifinals here in C1 earlier this morning. Earlier today, Randy Gatula had a chance to visit with Bulldog coach Jim Weeks. We'll come back. We'll hear from the coach after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Whether you're fixing up the house, building something new, or finally tackling that weekend project, your hometown go-to is Sack Lumber in Auburn. From tools and hardware to painting supplies and expert advice, the team at Sack Lumber is here to help you do it yourself and do it right. Stop by 1916 West Central Avenue or give them a call at 402-274-3121. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. Sack Lumber in Auburn. Your project starts here.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
As part of today's pregame coverage of Auburn Bulldog basketball, time once again for a pregame visit with Auburn head basketball coach Jim Weeks. Well, Coach, you had a close one yesterday. Talk a little bit about the Gothenburg game.
Well, it's one of those games that was frustrating but beautiful to win.
You know, you mentioned the word frustrating. The shots just weren't falling. That had to be a source of frustration. What do you say to the kids in the huddle when that's happening?
I told our guys last night that was about as worst, the worst offensive performance of the year, and we still found a way to win. Our grit, our toughness, our defense, all those little intangible things you don't see came through when we needed it.
Gothenburg defended the perimeter well. They were denying you the three-point shots. Good to see your sophomore step up inside.
Yeah, we just second half we went five out. We just started driving it on us. They were matching up, and we just made it hard for us.
All right, Coach, I know you want to talk more about Ashland Greenwood. We'll take a break here, talk about today's opponent right after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha County Hospital is proud to congratulate its CEO, Marty Fadig, on being named one of Becker's 2025 Critical Access Hospital Presidents at CEOs to Know. This national recognition highlights rural health leaders who demonstrate strong vision, dedication to patient care, and excellence in strengthening local health care services. With more than two decades of leadership at Nemaha County Hospital, Marty's commitment to quality, community, and innovation has helped ensure patients receive quality care every time.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn today.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials. There when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Sunny 101.3.
And we're back once again visiting with Auburn head basketball coach Jim Weeks. Well, Coach, a tight win yesterday. You got the win over Gothenburg in overtime. Now you face Ashland Greenwood. Now, the Blue Jays are known for their athleticism, whether it's football, basketball, or whatever. Tell us what you know about the Blue Jays.
Everybody coming back from last year, state champs of last year. They go inside. They don't shoot very many threes. They just try to beat you up inside, in both sides of the ball.
Coach, you played late afternoon yesterday. You're back at it again early this morning. Kind of a short turnaround time. Did you have to make a lot of special adjustments to your pregame prep?
Yeah, we did a walkthrough, and rarely do we do walkthroughs, but that's what we did this morning.
That was the only really alternate to your normal preparation?
Yeah. Usually we're going to go for about 45 minutes to an hour. We're going to go a little bit past half speed, but not today.
All right, Coach, I know you want to get to it. Good luck to you, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Randy.
That's Coach Jim Weeks, head basketball coach at Auburn High School. We'll take another two-minute timeout. Be back right after this break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you. Having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Whether it's your hometown gear or snacks for the big game, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Falls City. From custom tees to cozy hoodies, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. Visit us at our new location on Stone Street. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Falls City, custom looks from home ground roots.
When looking for a bank in southeast Nebraska, the best is right off Highway 75 at Auburn State Bank. From that first savings account to retirement IRA, we've got the services that allow you to bank with us for life. Looking for that loan to secure a new home? No need to go anywhere else. We've got you covered. We're Auburn's hometown bank. Our decisions are made right here in Nemaha County by folks who know your name and care about your future. Auburn State Bank. Locally owned, local solution, lifelong service.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week.
From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Lincoln's Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. Class C1 semifinal action of the state basketball tournament. Our presenting sponsor for this morning's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Today's broadcast also brought to you in part by River Valley Memorials in Auburn, as well as Meyer Arp Chevrolet, State Farm Insurance of Auburn and Tecumseh. That's Blaine Behrens, your State Farm agent. El Fortel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City, the Auburn State Bank, and Sack Lumber in Auburn. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy this morning's live coverage of state tournament basketball. Auburn and Ashton Greenwood, no strangers to each other at the state tournament. You look, you always go, well, according to history, which doesn't make no sense because it doesn't make any difference. Teams are a lot different. Back in 2020, which was the most interesting state tournament we've ever attended, we almost lost the tournament that year. Auburn, that year, in round one, defeated Ashton Greenwood 54-48. In 2022, it was Auburn with a 33-36 loss to champion Ashton Greenwood. In 23, Ashton Greenwood again beat Auburn in the championship game, 54-24. And in 2024, it was Auburn the win of the semifinals, 43-32. So the teams have split in the past.
John, you mentioned that COVID threatened 2020 tournament. You may recall we were sitting here courtside at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and we had the distinction of being the only sporting event in the entire country that was still taking place. Everybody had canceled everything, and we were still carrying on.
And they almost canceled that one right before tip-off.
That's right. We got it. Didn't know if we were going to play the game or not. John, let's take a look at the starting lineups for this morning's matchup. First of all, for the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays, they are 26-1 on the year. Their only loss was similar to Auburn's only loss. Their only one was to Ogallala, 56-52, a four-point loss back during the season. Coach Jacob Mose, he'll go with Landon Mose, a six-foot senior, averaging 3.2 points per ball game. Kel Kissinger, a senior at 6'2", averaging 13 points per game. Cooper Westerhold averaging 13.5 points per contest. Derek Tonjes, 17.2 points per game. John, he's a 6'5" senior. Barrett Cottrell rounds out the starting five. He's big also, 6'4". He averages 4.3 points per ball game. Again, the Blue Jays at 26-1 on the season. Now the starting lineup for your Auburn Bulldogs. They come into this morning's contest 25-1. Their only loss was 54-50 to Plattsmouth way back in December. Coach Jim Weeks will go with Ryan Gunther. Gunther is 6'2" sophomore, averages 14.1 points per game coming into the tournament. He had a big game yesterday, 18 points for the Bulldogs in that overtime win. Carson Levine, a senior, 6'3", averaging 8 points per contest. Branton Wenzel, also a senior, he averages 13 points per game. Creighton Keeling, 6'1", and a senior, 6 points per contest. And Brian Palmer rounds out the starting five. He's a sophomore at 6'6". He averages 10 points a game, but he had a good game yesterday. The two sophomores, Gunther with 18 and Palmer with 8, were the leading two scorers in the Bulldogs' effort yesterday.
It'll be a contrast. It sounds Auburn likes to shoot the three when they can get them off, which was the case yesterday. Ashton Greenwood doesn't shoot a lot of them. Ashton Greenwood, they hang their head on their defense. They are allowing just 35.5 points per game coming into the state tournament. That's the lowest of any of the state tournament teams that made it to Lincoln this year, just allowing 35 a game. They are introducing the starters now for Auburn. That will be Ashton Greenwood, and we'll be ready to tip it off here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The winner moves on to play tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the championship. The loser plays tomorrow also at 11 o'clock for third place. That will be coming up tomorrow. We'll have the Auburn Bulldogs on Sunny 101.3 again.
Yeah, we hope to be back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. But that's what our hopes are, to face up with D.C. West should it not go well, that third-place consolation game you said, John, also at 11 o'clock, it's going to be played tomorrow morning at Lincoln Northeast High School. So just in case you're making plans of where you may be tomorrow, either here at Pinnacle Bank or at Lincoln Northeast. We mentioned the game completed earlier this morning. DC West got the win over Ogallala. That was a tight one, 43-39, a game in which DC West opened up a 14-point lead and maintained a double-digit lead throughout much of the contest. Toward the end, Ogallala started fouling, and DCS couldn't hit a free throw to save themselves. I don't know what they finished. Was it 2 of 16 or 3 of 16? 3 of 16. And because of all the missed free throws, Ogallala battled their way back into that and really had a chance to tie it at one point, down by 3, and they put up a 3 in that final minute or so. So that was a very good ball game with DC West prevailing 43-39. We've completed the introduction of starting lineups here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The players meeting in midcourt to shake hands. John, I always love this time of year. You look across the way here, a big turnout from Ashland Greenwood on the far side. Behind us, the stands completely packed with red. Off to our right, the Auburn student section, as well represented as anywhere, of course, with their state championship cheerleaders out in front of them. They put on quite a show at yesterday's ball game. The cheerleaders from Auburn, certainly a source of pride. Not only are they proud of that basketball team, but those cheerleaders doing a great job with the state championship. We're getting set to jump it up, and here to call the first quarter of Class C1 State Tournament Basketball is Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
Hey, Randy, Derek Conjun will jump it up for the Blue Jays against the Bulldogs, Brian Auburn. Auburn, the road team, dressed in black, and they will go right to left as we look at them here in the first half today. And the tip controlled by the Blue Jays. Bringing it up the floor will be Landon Mose. Mose will give it to Tonjes. Tonjes kicks it left side of the lane. Back in will be Westerholt. Back out top. Tonjes now they swing it right side. A drive and a reverse layup. Up and good for Al Kissinger. And then quickly 2-0. Ashton Greenwood with the lead here over Auburn. Bulldog in the front court. Wenzel down the lane. Hang shoots and it's off the glass. It's in for two. And we're tied at two. Early on, Blue Jay ball to the front court. Tonjes at the top of the key. Keeps on dribbling to the right side of the lane. Kicks the ball out left side at the top of the key. Brendan Schneider, to the other side. Mose and a scoop shot up and good by Kissinger. He's got two quick buckets. Just 4-2. That was a tough shot. A scoop from the right side. Wenzel to the front, up the floor, gets a ball screen from Palmer, down the right side of the lane, pulls up, looks, finds Palmer in the paint, backing in, Palmer turns, spins, a little jump hook, up, no, rebound to Tonjes. Tonjes with the rebound, and here come the Blue Jays to the front court now. Up the floor comes the senior, and we've got a reach-in foul on the Bulldogs, and it'll be Blue Jay ball out of bounds.
The foul is going to be called on Brent Wenzel. On Wenzel, his first personal team foul number one on the Bulldogs.
From the baseline, the Blue Jays will inbound the basketball. On the right side of the floor, they look. Gunther guards the inbounder. They lob it in there to Tonjes, top of the key. Off the left side to Kissinger. Kissinger back. It's pass off, gets it right back, and he muscles his way in. A lot of contact with Wenzel, and they end up going either traveling or going out of bounds and or both.
An incredible amount of contact there between Kissinger and Wenzel. They were hammering each other, John.
Just letting them go. It's been that way all week up here so far. It's a Boys State tournament. Wenzel to the front, ball screen on the left side, hands the ball off now to Creighton Keeling. Keeling will hand the ball away to Gunther. He'll drive the ball to the paint. Stops inside. Kicks it back out. Keeling holds it. Looks. Gives the ball now. Gunther. Gunther into the paint again. Stops. Right hand up over the front edge. It's good. And we're tied now at four as Gunther gets the bucket.
Gunther had the big day yesterday with 18 points. Made a nice move to the basket there.
Coming the other way. Take the ball to the left side. Westerholt. Westerholt in the paint. Up on the right side. No. And rebound to Wenzel. Wenzel will wheel it out of there himself on the right side of the floor. Crosses midcourt. Directing traffic now in his offense. Coming across the face of the defense. Hands the ball off to Levine. Levine passed down underneath. Is batted away. Out of bounds by Kissinger. The Bulldogs will inbound it from the baseline in a 4-4 ball game. 5:39 left first quarter. Wenzel, look
feet. Big man in the middle is Baron Kittrell, 6'5 junior. And now he comes in. He is guarding Palmer, who has the ball in the paint. Palmer back and in. Left hand layup. No. Turn and the rebound brought down by Baron Kittrell. He'll get the ball away to his guard. Moe comes to the front court and now gives it up on the right side. Kick it out. Tonjan back to the top. Now swing it left side. I don't think Kittrell is going to shoot out there. At least not very often. He goes inside. Mo Westerhold in trouble. Gets the ball away. Tonjan down the lane. Did he walk with it? Yes, he did. Turnover by the Blue Jays. And Auburn gets it back looking for a lead here in a 4-4 ball game. Haven't played 3 minutes yet. Here come the Bulldogs with the basketball to the front court. Wendell handles the ball up the floor almost exclusively for the Bulldogs. Moves over to the right side, gets it to Gunther. Gunther comes up, hands the ball off now to Levine. Rather, that was not 20, but that was out there. It was Creighton Keeling. Now it's Wendell down the lane, left hand scoop up and over, a whistle and a foul. We'll put Wendell at the line to shoot a pair of free throws here.
Down, a foul is going to be called on Landon Mose. On Mose, his first team foul, number one. Wenzel taking the ball to the hole a lot more today than yesterday. He was trying to get open for the outside shot in yesterday's game.
Wenzel off the line, ready. It's up. It's around the rim. No good. No good on that one. He'll have another one here. Wenzel gets ready. Wenzel ready. Gets the ball back to the official. Fires it up. And off again. 0-for-2 at the line. Go to the Bulldogs. And the rebound to the Blue Jays. Coming up the front court is Mose. Mose off the right side. Pass the ball to Kissinger. Kissinger drives in up. And to the right side. No good. Rebound to Palmer and the Bulldogs. Stave off another one here. Coming back up the court to 4:35 mark. 4-4 early on in the state tournament semifinal. Right side with the ball on the right side. They pass it off there to Levine. Back to Wenzel. Go into Palmer. Right side at the wing. Back into the paint. And he is up with the left hand. Turn around. He is good. A little hook. Palmer puts the Bulldogs ahead for the first time today. 6-4 score now. Auburn with the lead. To the front court we go. Kittrell with the basketball. Off he comes to Kissinger. Top of the key, right side to Mose. Kissinger goes left side. Fangmeier with it now in the ballgame. Right side, Kittrell. Back to Mose. They look underneath. Nobody there. Tonjan posting up on the left side of the lane. Driving in again. It is going to be the Blue Jays. Offensive foul on Cal Kissinger.
Now Kissinger knocked the Bulldog defender down. I believe that was Levine that he ran over down there. Kissinger gets tagged for the foul on Kell. That's his first, team foul number two on the Blue Jays.
The coach for Action Greenwood, Jacob Bowes, he has been doing a lot of chatting with the officials early in this ballgame. 3:40 to go, opening period. 6-4 Bulldogs looking to add on here. Wenzel goes to Palmer on the right side. Different defender on him this time. Guarding him is Jack Johnson, who's into the ballgame now. Pass out Todd Gunther. Action Greenwood has already played more players probably than Auburn will in the game. Off the right side, Gunther again. 10 on the shot clock. Moving up, right side, back and in. Still back and in. Drops the shoulder shot, rejected. Palmer with it. Turn to the right hand. Got it. Palmer saves the day with 2 seconds on the shot clock. And Auburn now up 8-4 in the ballgame. Here comes Tonjan. He has not scored yet. I don't think he had a look yet for the Blue Jays. He's their leading scorer on the season. Now he's got the ball deep on the left side. Back and in. Turn. And he spins off the glass for two. Tonjan makes it 8-6. Auburn by a deuce. Now Wenzel will come up the floor. He'll work with the left side this time. Picked up by Landon Mode. Tries to get across the defense to the right side. Cut him off. Switch up defensively. Wenzel's all the way in the paint. Fall away jumper. Good. Wenzel's got his second. The Bulldogs up 10-6. 10-6. Auburn with the lead. Off the left side. Now Tonjan with the basketball. To the top of the key. Stop and pop. Goes back to the right side of the pass. Now back and in. And a little left-hander in the lane. Up. Three hops on the rim and down for Cooper Westerhold. And we've got a two-point game again. 10-8. Wenzel coming up the left side again.
2 minutes to go, first period. Try that ball screen. The defense cuts him off. He gets the right wing. Gets it back out to the top to Levine. Levine to Gunther. Gunther left side working right across the top of the free throw lane. Now out it comes near left side. Straight and Keeling. Palmer lost his balance. Goes down through his knee. It gets back up in the paint. Spin. Shoots. It's good. A whistle and a foul. Palmer on fire early with six now. He'll go to the line to try to make it seven for a 10 and add on to the Bulldog 4-point lead.
Thank you. Foul is going to go on Tanjos. They haven't posted it yet here, but I'm waiting for him to.
Johnson. Fouled on Jack Johnson, number 24.
Okay.
They couldn't anyway. Palmer, free throw, up and good. That's not his favorite spot to be on the floor, but he makes this one. And Auburn is up by five. To the front court we go, off the left side with the basketball, working it inside. Fangmeyer comes cross court for Mose. Mose back out to the top now. With it will be Kissinger. Left side. Is he out of the game? I believe he is. And we've got a reach-in foul here called against Auburn. We're across the score table. I can't see the fingers very well.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait until they show it up here.
Hodges just comes back in for the Blue Jays now. So inbounding from the baseline will be Paxton Greenwood, bringing in for Kissinger. Kissinger lost his dribble, gets it up to Tonjes. Minute 10 to go, first period. Tonjes thinking about a long one, didn't. He's going to dribble down the lane, throw it up the right hand, it's up, it's down, and a foul to chance, and a 3-point play.
At Tonjes, you can see why he's their leading scorer. Very aggressive under there. Looks like that one's going to go on Keeling, John, on Creighton. That'll be his first personal. Team foul number three.
Ready to go at the free throw line is Tonjes. Minute five left in this opening quarter. 13-10. Free throw up and no. Rebound to the big man. Control. He gets the ball in the middle and a three-pointer for Cooper Westerfield. He's got four and now it is 12, 13 to 12. Offered up by one, a 4-point strip that time for the Blue Jays. 50 seconds to go in the period. Out top with the ball, working the dribble is Ryan Gunther. Gunther, clock down to 16, inside to Palmer. Kittrell, a lot of contact. Palmer gets the ball back, back and in. Concentrated effort to go inside for the Bulldogs, and there's that little jump hook, and that is 9 for Brayden Palmer already. Bulldogs up 15-12. Now 23 seconds on the clock. Shot clock is off, and the Blue Jays look like they will be content now to play for one. Coming up the floor. I don't remember Palmer getting a foul, but apparently he did. Coming the other way, driving the ball right side, down the right side of the lane. Shot up is no good by Kissinger. Rebound to the Bulldogs, and that will end the first quarter. Our score, the Auburn Bulldogs, 15. The extra lane was Blue Jays, 12. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSG Sports Radio Network.
When looking for a bank in southeast Nebraska, the best is right off Highway 75 at Auburn State Bank. From that first savings account to retirement IRA, we've got the services that allow you to bank with us for life. Looking for that loan to secure a new home? No need to go anywhere else. We've got you covered. We're Auburn's hometown bank. Our decisions are made right here in Nemaha County by folks who know your name and care about your future. Auburn State Bank. Locally owned, local solutions, lifelong service.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to Pinnacle Bank Arena, downtown Lincoln State, C1. Semifinals, Auburn up by quarter number two.
Thank you, John. It'll be Bulldogs basketball. Creighton Keeling inbounds the ball, gets it into Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel will set the offense. Man-to-man defense now out of the Blue Jays. Here's Gunther with the basketball. Bounce pass to Palmer. Low post, left side of the lane. Palmer backs in, working against the defender. Feeds it underneath to Gunther. Reverse lay in up and off. No good, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to call goaltending.
Yeah.
The basket will count for Ryan Gunther. They got the hand up there. Gunther gets the bucket on the goaltend. All right. Bulldogs go on top now. 17-12. This equals their biggest lead, up by five. Opening seconds of play here in the second quarter. On the dribble is Landon Mose into forecourt. Feeds inside to Tonjes. Tonjes working against Gunther. Turnaround, spin move, up off, no good. Rebound Palmer, but a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Tonjes at the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
Great feeling with the grab there. Should have been just foul, I believe.
Who'd they give the foul to?
Great feeling, just second. Team foul number one and quarter number two.
At the line, Derek Tonjes. He's a 50% free throw shooter on the season. This morning, he's 0-for-1 so far. Here shooting two shots for the Blue Jays. Derek Tonjes, first free throw is on the way, up and good. Now made one out of two from the line. Second shot coming up. 17-13. Bulldogs lead by four. 7.5 minutes to go in the first half of this C1 semifinal game. Second free throw for Tonjes is on the way, and it's off no good, and there the rebound coming down with it. Pulling down the rebound was Ryan Gunther. Gunther took quite a pop as he came down with the ball there. No whistle. Here's Wenzel driving again. Kicks it back up to Gunther. In the paint, floater by Gunther. Up and off. No good. Another one of those bunnies that sat on the rim forever, wouldn't drop. Tonjes the other way on the fast break. Goes to the low post, right side of the basket. Works inside the paint. Now kicks it down into the corner on the baseline. Right side is Westerhold. Up to the top of the key. Moves for three. It's off. No good. And the rebound again down to Gunther. Gunther working hard on the defensive boards for the Bulldogs. Down it comes to Levine. Levine for three. Got it from the left wing. Carson Levine with his first basket of the morning. And the Bulldogs with their biggest lead yet. Auburn up by seven now, John, up 20-13. Here comes Tonjes on the attack. Bounce pass underneath. Ball goes out of bounds. Tipped away by the Gunther on the baseline. And it'll be Blue Jays basketball. Back into the ballgame now, or checking in is Logan Fangmeyer for the first time for the Blue Jays and replacing Cooper Westerhold. Fangmeyer on the floor. Inbounding the pass, baseline right side is Landon Mose. Mose bounce pass comes inside into the corner, down deep left, Kittrell. Kittrell couldn't get the shot. He brings it back to the top of the key. Tonjes holds the basketball at the free throw line. To the left wing. Again, Kittrell out there to the left side. Can't get it. Across court to the right side, the pass comes. Down deep on the low baseline. There's a three on the way that's up and good by Kel Kissinger. Kissinger with 7 points in the ballgame, and the lead is back down to four. Auburn led momentarily by seven. Here comes Wenzel with the ball. Wenzel pulls up for a three. Got it. Top of the key, Brent Wenzel. Wenzel with 7 points now in the ballgame, and back to a 7-point lead, 23-16. Bulldogs on top. Tonjes into forecourt, around the horn to the left wing with it. Tonjes penetrates in the paint, free throw line, back to the top of the circle, now into the corner. There's a long shot from the corner for three. That's up and good. Didn't expect that one from Cottrell. He only averages 4 points per ball game, and he just nailed a three from deep in the corner. 23-19, the lead is four once again by the Bulldogs. Here's Wenzel in traffic, gives it to Gunther. Gunther at the free throw line, top of the key between the circles on the dribble. Now comes to Wenzel. Wenzel in the paint, holds up, little jump shot up and good. Brenton Wenzel came to play this morning, John. He's got 9 already in the ballgame. 25-19, the lead is 6. At the other end, on the baseline, they can't get it. Bose with the basketball, hands up to Tonjes. Tonjes working one-on-one on Keeling, pushes him away and goes up with a shot. Tonjes just shoved Keeling out of the way and then put the shot up from inside the paint, 25-21.
Never hurt to use that shoulder a little bit.
Boy, he got away with it, didn't he? Clock shows 4:54 to play here in the second quarter, first half. Wenzel again pulling in, pulls up for the jumper, up and off, no good. Try for a follow shot, tip in, Palmer couldn't get it. And this is the same thing we had yesterday, John. The bunnies underneath. Palmer had that one sitting on the rim, and it would not drop for him. All right, the clock shows 4:35 to play in the quarter. 25-21, Bulldogs by four. The ball was loose on the floor for a minute. There's a shot up and off, no good. Try for tip in, won't go. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called. What do we got?
I think they called goaltending again.
Another goaltend. Okay.
He was in the net.
Bulldogs will get the basketball. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Brian Gunter to inbound it. The clock.
Yeah, there. Now they put it up. Okay. Now they put the 2 points up. So it's a 2-point game, 25.
So who got the two?
I'll have to check here.
I didn't see who got the basket. If you can help me with that in a minute. Gunther with the basketball at the free throw line, dribbles to the left side of the lane, in the paint, tries to go up with a shot, knocked away, coming up with it in traffic, with the basketball is keeling. Back up top, it comes to Wenzel, 15 on the shot clock. Wenzel had the ball stripped away, gets away out of bounds, and it'll belong to Ashland Greenwood. Whoever figure out who got that basket,
not yet.
All right, the ball goes back over to the Blue Jays. It was a goaltending call on the other end. Hard to tell who shot the ball. We'll have to get that information for you here in a minute. 25-23, Auburn's lead is cut to two. They were up by as much as seven. Ashland Greenwood with the basketball. Mason Mose in the ballgame now. Mose on the right side. Bounce pass down deep inside to Tonjes. Tonjes working against two defenders. Shot locked away nicely. Follow shot up and good. Got his own follow shot and got the foot back.
That basket went to Kissinger, number five. They finally posted that up there.
All right, thank you. Kissinger then with 9 points in the ballgame. Here's Wenzel down court. We're tied at 25 all. Gunther, bounce pass, goes inside to Palmer. Palmer trying to back in here on Johnson. Working against Johnson one-on-one. Palmer going to turn. There's a little shot up and off the rim. And now a push foul is going to be called on Iceland Greenwood. Creighton Keeling was down there battling for the rebound, John, and he got shoved.
Foul is going to be on number 11. That'll be on Cooper Westerholt, his first, and that will be team foul number one of the quarter.
Peyton Keeling will inbound the pass for the Bulldogs on the baseline, left side under his own basket. Gets it into Wenzel. Wenzel works the dribble around the horn on the left elbow, comes to the top of the free throw circle. Got to find a different place for this official to stand.
Closing that door on, don't they?
All the way in. Wenzel on the baseline. He'll get grabbed as he went to the basket. Whistle and a foul is going to be on Mason Mose. On Mason, his first personal team foul, number two on the Blue Jays. And Coach Jacob Mose is in that official's ear over there. You wonder if they're going to allow that all morning.
They allowed a lot of it the first year, different officials, and there was a lot of that one on the
All right.
game.
Bulldogs basketball under their own bucket. They inbound the pass. It's deflected away, then stolen back by Palmer. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Palmer.
Yes, that is the second. That's a big one potentially in this ball game.
Bulldog fans not happy about that behind us. Both players going after it. Now the official is asking the coach to go back to his bench and get off the floor.
He's got an assistant coach up there yelling too. He can't be up there doing that.
Two of them are standing up in that official there. I'll tell you, the referees are putting up with a lot here. Into the ballgame for Auburn, checking in is Blake Swanson. He's in place of Palmer, who's got two fouls now. Blake Swanson, 6'3 sophomore, averaging 5 points per ballgame on the season. There's a jump shot up and off the glass. Good. Derek Tonjes kind of having his way inside. He's got 11 points now in double figures for the Blue Jays. And it's 27-25. Ashland Greenwood up by two. Wenzel gives it up to Swanson. He'll pull up for a three and got it. Right off the bench. Blake Swanson, the sophomore. Boy, you like to see that first one drop for a kid when he comes in like that. Swanson with the three puts Auburn back on top, 28-27, a one-point lead for the Bulldogs. With the ball on the right side, that's Westerholt. Over onto the left wing it comes. Tonjes backs in. They try to knock it away from him. Down deep, low post, left side. Westerholt can't get a look at it. Kicks it back to the corner. Ball was loose on the floor for a minute. There's a three from the right side that misses everything. Kissinger. An air ball that goes out of bounds. Auburn will get the basketball back.
2:02 to go in the first half. It's 28-27. The Bulldogs leading the third seed over the two seed at the moment.
Brian Gunther will inbound the ball. No pressure. Blue Jays back and back into half-court defense here. Tosses into Wenzel. He'll bring it across the timeline. Into forecourt comes Wenzel with the basketball. Now between the rings, he works to the right side. Wenzel give and go. Driving way up, couldn't get it. He beat his man and had the lay-in. Couldn't get it to go. The ball is knocked away out of bounds. But they're going to say timeout taken. A timeout on the floor with a 1:45 to play in the first half. 28-27. Bulldogs up by one. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
1:45 left to play in the first half here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Ashland Greenwood by a single point, 28-27. Auburn led by as much as 7 points earlier in the ballgame. It'll be the Bulldogs basketball when we resume action. Inbound the pass comes into Brenton Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel at the top of the free throw circle. Man-to-man defense here, again by Ashland Greenwood. Wenzel spin move, dribbling in. Ball away, jump shot up and off, no good. And the rebound down to Tonjes.
Get a block on that one.
Yeah, they got a piece of it. End of four court is Westerhold. Up top to Mose. Now Tonjes with the ball top of the key. He goes left side of the free throw circle, guarded by Creighton Keeling. To the top of the key, they feed it to Fangmeyer. Fangmeyer to the near side. Kissinger. Wants to drive in. Backs inside the paint. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Goes to the left side, Westerhold. In traffic. Shot is up. He got it. Nice move to the basket by Cooper Westerhold. He's got 6 points. And the lead is back to Ashland Greenwood now by a single point, 29-28, with 1 minute to go in the first half. Brenton Wenzel with the right elbow all the way in, driving. Shot is up and off, no good, but he's fouled, and Wenzel will be at the line. Brenton Wenzel, a 74% free throw shooter. Johnny's 0-for-2 from the line so far this morning.
Westerhold is going to pick up the foul. That will be his second and third foul on the Blue Jays.
Who was the foul on, John?
A Westerfield, number 11.
Okay. First free throw is up and good this time. Brenton Wenzel now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. That gives him 10 points. He's in double figures with the ball game.
Auburn's offense philosophy changed when Palmer went out. They went to 5 out, nobody in the paint.
Second shot is up and good also for Wenzel. 52 seconds to go here in the first half. Auburn up by 1, 30-29. This has been a hard-fought battle here in the first half of this ballgame. Mose beats to the corner right side. Fangmeyer back to the top of the circle. Kissinger. Now Tonjes on the left wing. Down to Westerhold. Westerhold on the baseline. Back out to the top of the key. Ball is stripped away, loose on the floor, and coming out of there with the ball is Fangmeyer. Shot clock down to 8 now. With the ball, Kissinger, he'll launch 1 of 3 on the way up and good. Kissinger, with his second three-pointer, he's got 12 in the ballgame. 13 seconds to go, Bulldogs down by 2 now, 32-30. Wenzel with the ball, clock down to 6, down to 5. Wenzel watching the time tick away. Wenzel takes it all the way to the right side, pulls up with a fall away. Jumper, he got it! Basket counts, Wenzel got it down! Great job. That's what you expect out of Brandon Wenzel as he timed it perfectly, John. Released the ball just before the red light came on. Got it to fall, and that gives the Auburn Bulldogs a 1-point lead at halftime. 33-32, Auburn leading Ashland Greenwood. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. That's coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're fixing up the house, building something new, or finally tackling that weekend project, your hometown go-to is Sack Lumber in Auburn. From tools and hardware to painting supplies and expert advice, the team at Sack Lumber is here to help you do it yourself and do it right. Stop by 1916 West Central Avenue or give them a call at 402-274-3121. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. Sack Lumber in Auburn. Your project starts here.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Whether it's your hometown gear or snacks for the big game, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Falls City. From custom tees to cozy hoodies, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. Visit us at our new location on Stone Street. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at W7DesignCo.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Falls City, custom looks from home ground roots.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. It's halftime of this Class C1 state tournament semifinal game. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Ashland Greenwood 33-32. It's time now for our halftime scoring recap being presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Now here with a look at the first half numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the first half, Auburn with the advantage, 33-32. We had 5 lead changes. We had 4 ties in that first half of action here in this Class C1 semifinal round game today. Auburn, 4 for 4 on 3-point attempts in the first half, and they are led in scoring so far by Brent Wendell. That's 14 points in the first half, 9 for Brian Palmer in the first half, 3 points for Blake Swanson, 3 more for Carson Levine, and 4 for Ryan Gunther. For Ashland Greenwood in the first half, their scoring is led by Derek Tonges. He had 13. It really is kind of a slow start for him, but 13 points now. Now Kisner in double figures with 10 points, with a couple of triples, 6 points for Cooper Westerhold, and 3 more in the first half of this game for Barrett Kittrell on a 3-ball from the corner. Ashland Greenwood went 3-for-5 from 3-point land. Auburn, as we said, 4-for-4 in the rebound advantage to the Blue Jays, 11-9 in the first half of today's game. Points in the paint, 20 for Ashland Greenwood, and 18 for Bulldogs so far.
So at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs up 33-32. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here. Update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming your way on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Nemaha County Hospital is proud to congratulate its CEO, Marty Fadig, on being named one of Becker's 2025 Critical Access Hospital Presidents at CEOs to Know. This national recognition highlights rural health leaders who demonstrate strong vision, dedication to patient care, and excellence in strengthening local health care services. With more than 2 decades of leadership at Nemaha County Hospital, Marty's commitment to quality, community, and innovation has helped ensure patients receive quality care every time.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a new or used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Herb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. Highs of a low of around 55 today under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, 35. High temperatures reach up to 68. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. About an inch of snow Sunday through Sunday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
All right, Jennifer, thank you very much. Currently here at our Sunny Studios in Falls City, 44 degrees. We've got sunny skies, winds out of the north-northwest between 10 and 15 miles an hour. As a quick update there of the weather, as we're in the halftime show of the semifinal matchup between the Auburn Bulldogs and the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. As your Bulldog leads this one 33-32 at the half. Second half action coming your way with John and Randy right after this.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Nemaha County Hospital is proud to congratulate CEO Marty Fadig on being named one of Becker's 2025 Critical Access Hospital Presidents at CEOs to Know. This national recognition highlights rural health leaders who demonstrate strong vision, dedication to patient care, and excellence in strengthening local health care services. With more than two decades of leadership at Nemaha County Hospital, Marty's commitment to quality, community, and innovation has helped ensure patients receive quality care every time.
Whether you're fixing up the house, building something new, or finally tackling that weekend project, your hometown go-to is Sack Lumber in Auburn. From tools and hardware to painting supplies and expert advice, the team at Sack Lumber is here to help you do it yourself and do it right. Stop by 1916 West Central Avenue or give them a call at 402-274-3121. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. Sack Lumber and Auburn, your project starts here.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in downtown Lincoln. Our halftime scoring recap and halftime show has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. And we want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for this presentation is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. And John, we can't move into the second half here without mentioning our board operator this morning, Seth Tollefson, doing a usual fine job for us. Always great to work with Seth. A rare occasion we get to do that, but he seems to do pretty well when he fills in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been at this at least, what, 6 months now? Something like that. I think that's what he told us.
Yeah, it's halftime here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Auburn Bulldogs are leading Ashland Greenwood 33-32, and that single-point lead came on a last-second three-pointer that Wenzel put up at the buzzer right at the end of that second quarter. Our sponsors of Auburn State Tournament Basketball include River Valley Memorials of Auburn, Meyer Arp Chevrolet, also State Farm Insurance of both Auburn and Tecumseh, that's Blaine Barringer, agent, El Portel Mexican restaurants in both Auburn and Nebraska City, as well as the Auburn State Bank and Sack Lumber in Auburn. Auburn folks, say thanks to them if you enjoy Bulldog basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Also helping to present the game this morning is Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nemaha County Hospital, American Family Insurance, Brett Harson agent, and Auburn Insurance Services. Those are the folks that make this presentation of state tournament basketball possible right here on Sunny.
Everybody here, you and I out here, now we know we talk about our board operators a lot, our engineers and things like Seth. I don't know how Seth has time to do this. I think between all of our stations of Kansas and Nebraska, we've probably got 10 or 12 teams playing in state tournaments this weekend. And Seth gets to keep track of all the board operators for all those stations and all those games. And I get about 18 updates a week. Seth did a lot of paperwork that I wouldn't trade him the world for.
Our listeners hear us mention the MSC Sports Radio Network. And, of course, it's comprised of six stations. Two here in Nebraska and four down in northeast Kansas. And like you said, when the Kansas State tournament's going on and Nebraska State tournament's going on, I tell you, that the MSC Sports Complex, it has to be buzzing with play-by-play signals coming in from all over the Midwest.
Right, it just doesn't all blow up.
Yeah. Busy, busy time. John, we got a dandy ballgame going here. The Bulldogs led by as much as seven. They were up by three after one quarter, 15-13. That seven-point lead went away. They got behind by as much as three. And then with Wenzel's shot right there at the buzzer, they got into the locker room with a one-point lead, 33-32. You have the feeling this one's just going to come right down to the final buzzer. It's been that close all the way through. So I'm really, really looking forward to this second half of basketball. We're ready to move to third quarter action. Here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the third second half again, Brian Palmer with two fouls. Creighton Keating has two for the Bulldogs as well. Nobody else with more than one for the Bulldogs. It's Blue Jay basketball on the right side, and Todd, just how far are you going to get to walk, or are you going to get fouled? You get fouled.
Wow, looked like a walk, didn't it?
Yep.
Foul's going to be called on Creighton Keeling. That's Keeling's third personal, so Keeling has three, and we're only a few seconds in, 8 seconds into the quarter.
Inbound from the baseline, bringing in Todd, just guarded by Gunther. He'll elevate, he'll shoot, it rolls off, rebound to Palmer. Palmer scraps his way out of there with the ball, gets it away to Brenton Wenzel.
Great defense there by Gunther, John.
Senior comes up the floor with the ball on the right side. Moving over to the right sideline. He fakes the handoff to Gunther. He fakes a pass. He goes for a reverse layup, and it's blocked by Westerhoel. Westerhoel with the block, and here comes the Blue Jays to the front court now with it. Landed at Mose. Mose drives baseline, spins in the lane, left hand up, and left hand good for Landon Mose. His first two of the ball game.
That was Westerhold got that last one just now, John. Westerhold with the bucket.
That wasn't four?
Okay. Number 11.
Westerhold now with 8 points in the game. We'll come the other way now. Back in the lead is the Blue Jays, 34-33. Ball rolls to the backcourt. Timeout called by Auburn. Wenzel calls the timeout to save the possession. That will be the second Bulldog timeout of the ball game.
That's your senior leadership there, John. Timeout on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
6:56 left in the third quarter. Bulldog basketball in the backcourt. Wenzel will come to the front court with it. Moving up the floor to Gunther. Looking in now to Palmer. Back in the ball game. So the Bulldogs concentrating on the middle some more offensively. Palmer spins. Nothing to view. He'll turn around with that little right-hand hook. No. Rebound to Keeling. He gets it out of there. Across to Gunther. But it's stolen away by the Blue Jays.
Just like yesterday, John. Those bunnies won't drop under there.
Turnover by Auburn, and it's Blue Jay ball to the top of the go to Tonjes. The free throw line working down. Wenzel knocks it loose.
Keeling picks it up, throws it forward for Wenzel all the way to the hole, left side, right hand, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Kissinger, and the Bulldogs knock it out of bounds underneath the bucket, and it's going to stay on the Blue Jays' side. So we're now down to 6-16, a one-point advantage for Ashton Greenwood, ranked number 2 in the state. Auburn ranked number 4. They're the 2 and 3 seeds in this tournament. Off the floor now, Westerhold with the ball. Passes off Congest on the right side. Comes cross court. Back out to the top with it again. Landon Mose. Gets the ball inside Congest. Back in against a double team. Keeling is guarding him as they bounce off of one another. Keeling's already got 3 fouls. He'll have to be careful in there with that type of defensive effort. Blue Jay ball on the baseline. Inbound, the trigger man will be Mose. Landon Mose looks, the movement starts, he bounces into Tonjes on the right side wing, spins in the lane up, good, a whistle and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play for the Ashton Greenwood senior.
Going to have to wait until they post this. Gunther, I think, is going to be called. Yes, it is. Ryan Gunther picks up the foul, his first, team foul number 2 of the quarter.
Tonjes at the line. 15 points in the game now, 1 for 3 in the line today. He gets set, he fires, it's up, it's good. And it's now 37-33. I believe that might be the biggest lead of the game for Ashton Greenwood at 4 points. Up the floor, Wenzel, top of the key with the dribble. Moves right, reverses left, hands off Gunther. Gunther down the right side, back and in, off the glass, up, tough shot, got her to go. His third loop of the ball game, and it's 37-35, Auburn down by a deuce.
Boy, Ryan Gunther can play on my team, John.
Moe's up the floor with it, comes off to Congest. He looks for Kitzel, can't get the ball, he'll go to the far side. Now back and in on the left baseline, right baseline, Westerhold. Back out top, Moe's for 3, is up and good. And up the floor, Wenzel into the paint, back and in, spin, double team, kicks it away. With it is Levine. Levine to Wenzel. And a man defense here by the Blue Jays. Inside on the left. It's going to be Palmer. He backs into the paint, tries to spin down, and he's called for traveling before he gets the ball away to Carson Levine. Logan Fangmeier, 6'3 senior, will check in here for the Blue Jays now. Out of the game will go Cooper Westerhold. Congest to inbound the ball and walking it up the floor is going to be Landon Mose. Congest takes the pass and brings it to the forecourt. Passes the ball off for Fangmeier. Bounce to Congest left side, isolated on the wing, moves in, up and got it. Congest taking over now. He's got 18 in the ball game, and it's 42-35, a 7-point advantage for Ashton Greenwood. 4:18 to play, third quarter. Inside, it's going to be on the right side of the lane to Palmer. Palmer in the paint, been in there a long time. Spin, shoots it short, no good. Kitzel rips the rebound down. Auburn got a hand on it, he ripped it away, and he got fouled.
It's going to be on Peyton Keeling, and on Keeling, John, that'll be his fourth personal.
As you say, Auburn just not going very deep on the bench in this tournament now, so into the contest will come Blake Swanson again. He'll work into the middle. Now coming up the floor, Mose, and he'll go to Congest. Congest, 6'5" senior. Cross court near side to Fangmeier, and they'll bounce it back down low to Westerhold to check in. Fangmeier out top, Kittrell, Mose to Tonges, right side. Back out to the top for 3, it's up, it's on the rim, no, and rebound Palmer, and over the shoulder with the foul will be Westerhold.
Yeah, Westerhold will get tagged for this one. That'll be his third personal and the first team foul of the quarter on the Blue Jays. 3:44 to play third period. The lead is 7 now for Ashton Greenwood. 42-35, Blue Jays with a 7-point advantage.
Westerhold back out of the game. Cal Kissinger checks back in with 10 points. Wenzel up the floor. Working right, gives it to Gunther. Gunther well out between the circle from the right side. Comes off now with the ball in the hands of Levine. Back to Wenzel. Wenzel moving now with it. It's Palmer, right side, Kittrell guarding him. And a foul on Kittrell as Palmer lowers his shoulder and backs in. Kittrell met him with resistance and got called for the foul. John, we've played over 4.5 minutes of this quarter, and Auburn with only 2 points to show for it. Bounce the ball in, and it's Gunther down the lane. They got him wide open on that inbound play. It's up and good, 42-37, the lead down to 5 now. Tonjes to the front court, 3:10 to play, third period. Off the left side, Kittrell back to Tonjes. Started by Palmer. Works the ball back out for a three-pointer. Up, no good by Fangmeier. Tonjes has the rebound, held ball. It's going to belong to Palmer. Palmer thinks he's going to call for a foul. Doesn't realize, I don't think yet, that it's a held ball. Now the bench says, get down here and play offense. So it's Bulldog ball on the alternating possession.
Palmer looks bewildered, wondering how we got the ball. He thought he had a foul.
Sure, he committed a foul. Up the floor, Wendell. He was sure he didn't commit a foul, but got called for one, I guess, is the more accurate description. Wendell back and into the paint, right side, and he is able to draw a foul on Mose. Mose not having. I can't really say that I would blame him there, the way they've been letting him bang.
I'm going to say it's a shooting foul, too. That'll put Wendell at the line to shoot, too. John, he's made 2 out of 4 this morning. He is a 74% free throw shooter on the season.
Free throw up, free throw good. 42-38. Auburn down by 4.
That's 15 now for Wenzel.
Senior gets set. Eyes the bucket. It's on the way up. And it's good. And 42-39 as Auburn climbs back to within 3 after they were down by 7. To the front court come the Blue Jays. Off the right side. Now in the middle. Tonjes free throw line. Down the lane, blocked by Palmer, but he got it with the body, you're going to say.
Powell going to be calling Brand Palmer. That is his third personal, team foul number 4 on the Bulldogs. At the line, shooting 2 shots, Derek Tonjes. Again, John, he's a 50% free throw shooter. He's made 2 out of 4 this morning.
Show the replay up here on the video board above it. The Auburn fans are even unhappier now. Free throw up and good. Tonjes with 19 in the ball game now, 43-38. That one. They'll get one more. 6'5" senior sets. Fires. Short. Rebound tipped around. Ends up in the hands of the Bulldogs, the first of Blake Swanson. They'll give it to Wenzel. Bulldogs, no panic yet. Coming to the right side, Wenzel. Backing up, Juan caught about a shot, goes to Gunther instead. He'll go down to Palmer. Defender tried to rip it away. Palmer got it back, lost the ball, and now we've got a foul. That's going to be number 4 on Braden Palmer. That's who they put it on.
Yes, Palmer's going to get his 4th personal. You can probably hear the Auburn fans being somewhat vocal about their feelings on that one.
Be a free throw. That's number 5 on the team. The ball got knocked away from him. He went back to get it. And the Blue Jay had the ball. Palmer went down to get it. They called a foul on him. I don't think he ended up on top of him or anything. At the line will be Logan Fangmeier. Boy, Auburn can't afford foul trouble. Like I said, they only go 6 deep.
Fangmeier, a 48% free throw shooter, John.
6'3" senior, ready. Isaac on the way up. It's good. Score goes to 44-39.
Well, Brian Palmer sets out with 4 personals. Creighton Keeling comes in to replace him. He also has 4 personals.
Now the Bulldogs with that, those 2 fouls, they got on the cliff, so to speak, with players in foul trouble. Fangmeier ready to go again. Up rattles in, got them both, and it's 45-39. The lead is 6. 2:10 to play, third period. Wenzel puts more pressure on him and Gunther now to score with Palmer out with 4 fouls. Wenzel in the paint, fadeaway jumper. Pretty good for about 8 feet. He's got 18 in the game now. 45-41. Ashton Green with Blue Jays up by 4. Conn just looks over the sideline to his coach, gets the play call. They hand the ball off and set out top with Landon Mose off the left side. Another foul on Auburn is going down the left side of the lane. Elevating was Westerhold. And he'll be fouled by the Bulldogs on a block. Carson Levine called for the personal. Of course, we're shooting here now. Shooting two on Levine. That is his first foul. Westerhold, 8 points. First trip to the line. It's up. It's good. They're making hay at the line for sure. 46-41. The lead is 5. Blue Jays, the home team on the scoreboard. Number 2 seed. Gets the ball back from the official. Second one up, and it rattled home. That puts him in double figures with 10, and it's 47-41. Wenzel crosses midcourt. Gives it to Gunther on the right side. He'll slide with the dribble to the left. Top of the key. Keeps on going down the left side. Doubles, gets the ball out of there. Three ball on the way by Levine. No good. Swanson saved it in. No, he didn't. His foot was on the line before he got rid of it. So the Blue Jays get the ball back with a minute 20 to go in the third and a 6-point advantage. Inbound the ball in the backcourt to Tonjes. Leading the score in the ball game with 19. Tonjes, top of the key. Passes right side. Gets there. Now left side, back and in, once again into the paint, it is Westerhold. He'll elevate left hand, no. Conn just tips the rebound to himself, and we've got a holding foul on the Bulldogs again, underneath there. This one on Wenzel. Now Wenzel, that'll be his second personal at the free throw line, shooting two, Derek Conn. Conn has hit 3 out of 5 from the line so far this morning. Conn just set. Gets the ball.
3 of 6, actually.
On the way up, and got it again. 48-41. That matches the biggest lead of the ball game for Ashton Greenwood. Mason Mose, a 6-foot sophomore, checks into the game now for the Blue Jays. Conn is ready. On the way up, and hangs his way in there. He's made 3 out of his last 4, and it's 49-41, an 8-point advantage for Ashton Greenwood.
There's Wenzel for 3.
Off. Wenzel misses off the left side. Conn just gets the carom off the backboard of the rim. And with 45 seconds, they'll cross midcourt. Conn just off the left side to Kissinger. Kissinger moving right, pass the ball out of there for Fangmeier. Back against Kissinger, well out by the midcourt stripe. Moves up the left side, reverses right, free throw line, stops underneath for Conjus. Knocked away by his defender, Gunther. Foul to the Bulldogs. 18 on the clock, no shot clock this trip for the Bulldogs. Down by 8, 49-41. Wendell gonna hold for 1 shot. He heads up this line. Down into the paint, he goes to the hole. It's blocked, taken away. Wenzel got it back, fires, and it won't go. And that will end quarter number 3. Ashton Greenwood, 49, and Auburn, 41. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3, the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Art Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Art would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Herb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. This morning, the site of the C1 semifinals of the boys basketball tournament
As we near the top of the hour, we'll remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly referred to. It's 49-41, Auburn down by 8. This is the biggest deficit that they have faced in this morning's ballgame. When play is resumed, the Blue Jays will have the basketball. They'll have the first possession. 8 minutes left to go in this one. Inbounding the ball, Derek Tonjes. He's got 21 points in the ballgame already. Inbound the pass. Talks it into Mose. Landon Mose, guarded by Wenzel. Top of the key to the left elbow. Kissinger. They feed it underneath baseline. Westerhold. Spin move. Westerhold. Shot up and off. No good. Follow shot. Put back. Wait
held
a minute.
Ball. Held ball.
Now they're going to have a held ball, no basket. And it'll be Bulldogs basketball in the alternating possession. Ryan Gunther inbounds the ball, gets it into Wenzel. He'll bring it across the midcourt line. Into forecourt. At the top of the key is Wenzel. To the right side, Gunther with the basketball. Left-handed dribble, takes it all the way to the left side of the lane. Now reverses, spin move. Gunther shot up and good. Ryan Gunther in double figures now with 10 points, and that pulls the Bulldogs back to within 6, 49-43, 7.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Derek Tonjes on the dribble, working against Gunther. Tonjes inside the paint, kicks it back to the top of the key. Caprell to the left side now. This is Kissinger. Kissinger puts up a shot that won't go. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Cooper Westerhold. Westerhold with the put back. He's got 12, and the lead is back to 8 once again, 51-43. Ashton Greenwood on top. Up top it comes. Keeling. Keeling feeds underneath. Shot is up and good by Ryan Gunther. And John, here comes Ryan Gunther. He's active under the basket. Gets him back within 6, 51-45 with 6:44 to go in the ballgame.
Bulldogs have to keep Ashton Greenwood off that offensive glass.
Tonjes to the right elbow to Westerhold. Timeout taken by Ashton Greenwood. 6:38 to play in the ballgame, 51-45. Auburn trails by 6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health. And a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. 6:38 to go in the ballgame. 51-45 our score. The Bulldogs down by 6. Blue Jays with the basketball. Landon Mose, guarded out here closely by Wenzel, comes to the left side with it to Kissinger. Kissinger has Keeling on him. Now around the horn to Mose on the right side. Baseline Westerhold, right side of the basket, back and in against Palmer. Couldn't get there. Palmer out there. Here's a long three, top of the key, off no, and the rebound pulled away by Kittrell. Kittrell feeds it out to Mose to the top of the circle. Here comes Tonjes. Tonjes spins, falls to the floor, kicks it back to Westerhold. Shot is up and good. Oh, what a play there. Westerhold got the loose basketball as Tonjes was falling down, and the lead is back to 8 once again, 53-45, just under 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Gunther gives it to Keeling into the corner. They feed it in to Palmer. Palmer's guarded under there by Kittrell. Palmer tries to go around Kittrell. Can't get up with the basketball. Now in trouble. Bounce pass goes underneath the ball. Got way out of bounds. Touch last by Keeling, I believe, and it's going to go over to Ashton Greenwood. A turnover on the baseline.
Now, Auburn's have not enough movement down there on the offensive end. They get stuck. Ball gets stuck on the inside, nowhere to go outside.
And nobody comes to help him.
Right.
53-45, down by 8 are the Bulldogs. 5.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Into forecourt comes Kissinger. Kissinger has it to Tonjes. Tonjes has had a big game. Had the ball stripped away nicely. Creighton Keeling made the steal, gives the outlet pass up to Wenzel. Now Wenzel down court with the basketball on the left wing. At the top of the key, feeds it inside Palmer. Palmer, spin move, under the basket. Shot partially blocked, deflected away. Tonjes with the rebound. Things not going well for the Bulldogs here as we approach 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Auburn down by 8 with 5 minutes to play. Tonjes with the ball. Ashland Greenwood. Now the ball is tipped away, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on, I believe, Carson Levine.
Carson reached in, slapped it away. Look back on the scoring sheet. Brian Palmer had 9 points in the first quarter, and they have held him out. Shut him out at that point. Timeout. The lead to Ashland Greenwood, 53-45. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Parents in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Seth Collison, our producer-engineer for this presentation of state tournament basketball.
Looking over in the D2 semifinals, Archangels Catholic up at Humphreys leading number one rank, and defending state champion St. Mary's 52-47 in the fourth quarter.
All right, we're down to 4:57 to go here, just under 5 minutes. Auburn still within striking range here, down by 8, 53-45. Ashland Greenwood has the basketball. They'll inbound it in forecourt on the side. Landon Mose to toss it in. Mose comes in with the pass to Kel Kissinger. Kissinger guarded closely out here by Creighton Keeling. Gives it to the left side. Now Tonjes with the ball. Here he comes. Tonjes shot off the glass up and good. Derrick Tonjes is quite a basketball player here, John.
Pretty smooth.
He's got, let's see,
23.
23 points now. All right, here come the Bulldogs down by 10, their biggest deficit. Shot on the baseline up, won't go. And, man, Thunder wanted a goaltend there and probably should have got one. The hand was up in the net, John, as Gunther put the shot up. No whistle. Gunther is denied the 2 points. 10-point lead now for the Blue Jays. They're going to slow things down here and start using all the shot clock. Cooper Westerhold just dribbling. Unhappy Bulldog fans behind us. Pass comes over to Kissinger. Kissinger into the left side with it. Now Tonjes. Here comes Tonjes at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Kissinger for a three that's off the rim. Coming down with the rebound is Palmer. Palmer gets the ball out to Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel down court in a hurry. Mose picks him up defensively in the man-to-man defense. Now Wenzel backs it out between the rings. To the right elbow it goes to Gunther. Gunther driving, baseline right side, top of the key, Creighton Keeling. Keeling goes in for a little floater off the glass, up and good, and he fouled. Creighton Keeling, that's his first 2 points of the morning, John. He got it down, drew the foul, and he'll be at the line shooting one.
Here, call it on Tonjes. That'll be his first foul of the ball game.
Creighton Keeling, a 68% free throw shooter. Here shooting the and one with 3:36 to go. His team down by 8. He'd like to get him within 7 if he can hit this one. It's up and rimmed around. No, it's going to be a lane violation. Stepped across the line. It didn't go in anyway. So to go is a miss. 55-47. The lead is 8 for Ashland Greenwood. The clock is down to 3:36 to play here in the semifinals of this Class C1 state tournament ball game. Very patiently up court comes Cooper Westerhold now. Ashland Greenwood in no hurry. They want to use that full 35 seconds before launching a shot. Tonjes gets the ball. Tonjes in the paint. Westerhold. Westerhold driving lay-in. Nope. Whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on Ryan Gunther, John.
Okay, give me a two-shot foul.
At the free throw line to shoot two, Cooper Westerhold, 41% free throw shooter. Westerhold averages 13 points a game. He's got 14 so far, make that 15 as he hits that one. Cooper is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line for the Blue Jays.
Right back in comes Carson Levine in for Swanson again for the Bulldogs.
Cooper Westerhold ready to put up his second free throw here. 3:21 to go in the ballgame. Westerhoge can make it a double-digit 10-point lead. Does not. Missed it. The ball is loose. Westerhoge got the rebound. Now the ball is loose. There's a bubble shot up and good by Control. Control got it down. He's got 5, and the lead is 11. John, this is the biggest lead of the ball game for Ashland Greenwood. Wenzel on the dribble. Wenzel feeds it up to Keeling. Keeling looks inside. Palmer. Palmer works against the defender. Goes up with it. There's the shot. Up and good, and he's fouled. Palmer will be at the line. He'll be shooting 2 shots as he drew the foul. Shooting 1, I'm sorry, the end 1. He has 11 points now in double figures. I didn't see who they got the foul on, John.
They got it on Control. Number 40, his second foul. He fouled number 2 of the quarter.
All right, at the free throw line, Brian Palmer, 41% free throw shooter. He's 1-for-1 this morning. This shot is up and off, doesn't go, but the rebound comes down to Wenzel. Wenzel at the top of the free throw circle. The clock down to under 3 minutes. To the right side, they give it to Palmer on the left side of the lane. Palmer in the paint, had the ball dribbled away and stolen by Tonjes. He travels. Give it right back to Auburn. Tonjes traveled with the ball, John.
Yeah, he asked the official, he said, "What do you mean I traveled? How did I travel?"
9-point deficit right now. Auburn trailing 58-49. Just under 3 minutes to go here. There's still time, John, but the Bulldogs got to turn it up a notch here offensively. Down by 9. Inbounding the ball. Keeling gets it into Wenzel. Wenzel sets it up to the top of the circle. Right side of the free throw lane. Takes it all the way in. Can't get the shot off. He got into traffic. Out to Keeling. Keeling passed up an open look. Now Keeling in traffic with a spin in the paint. Keeling, turnaround shot off the glass, and it won't go. Sat on the rim and came off of there. Auburn's had so many of those the last 2 days, John.
That's a really tough shot there. Yeah. Trying to lift it up underhanded against Tonjes.
Into fourth quarter is Westerhold. Timeout's going to be taken by Ashland Greenwood. 2:13 to go in the ballgame. Auburn down by 9. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
The clock here at Pinnacle Bank Arena shows 2 minutes and 13 seconds left to play in the regulation here. Auburn is trailing 58-49, down by 9. At third quarter, John, that was the backbreaker here for the Bulldogs in this contest. They were up by 1 at halftime, 33-32. But by the end of the third quarter, they had fallen behind by 8 at 49-41. Now they're down by 9 points with just 2:13 left.
Yeah, it's just been back and forth a little bit here in the fourth quarter, but you've got to make up a bunch of ground in a hurry here.
Derek Tonjes will inbound the ball for the Blue Jays right in front of our broadcast table. Tonjes to inbound it in forecourt on the side. Taking his time, now does get the ball into Kissinger. Kissinger, double teamed there for a moment, dribbles the ball away from the double team. Coming out to chase him now is Creighton Keeling. Keeling trying to slap the ball away from Kissinger. Ashland Greenwood content to run some time here. Now Kissinger takes it to the left side of the lane. He's in the paint. Goes up with a jump shot up and good. Nice move to the basket by Kel Kissinger. He's got 12 now in the ballgame. And the lead is back to 11. This equals the biggest lead of the ballgame for Ashland Greenwood. Under 2 minutes to go. Wenzel gives it up to Swanson, who's in the ballgame now. Wenzel will launch a 3. That's good. And Wenzel hits a 3. He's got 21 in the ballgame. Timeout taken on the floor with a minute 33 to go. It's an 8-point ballgame. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. Live from Pinnacle Bank Arena, you're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When looking for a bank in southeast Nebraska, the best is right off Highway 75 at Auburn State Bank. From that first savings account to retirement IRAs, we've got the services that allow you to bank with us for life.
Looking for that loan to secure a new home? No need to go anywhere else. We've got you covered. We're Auburn's hometown bank. Our decisions are made right here in Nemaha County by folks who know your name and care about your future. Auburn State Bank. Locally owned. Local solution. Lifelong service.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Couple of subs into the ballgame now for Auburn. Isaiah Moyer, 5'11 junior, into the game. Lane Jones, a sophomore at 5'11, also out on the floor. As we surmise here, probably the designated hitter, the Fowler in there. A minute 33 to go in this one. 60-52. The lead is 8 for Iceland Greenwood. Bulldogs are going to have to foul quickly here. Where are we at on team fouls, John?
2 on Auburn and 2 on
Basel.
Down here on this side.
All right. They've got...
got to commit a bunch of fouls in a hurry.
Yeah, they're going to have to commit 3 just to get them to the line. All right, the clock's at 1:33. Iceland Greenwood's ball, full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Tonjes will inbound it on the baseline. Tonjes gets it in against pressure into the corner. There's your first foul. That one committed by Blake Swanson. So they'll need 2 more in order to get Ashland Greenwood to the line. There's time left here, John. A lot can happen in 92 seconds.
Oh, yes.
1:32 on the clock. Bulldogs are down by 8. Waiting now for the inbound pass. Running a little merry-go-round here in the circle. Tonjes waiting to get it inbounded. Gets it in.
Uh-oh.
Kissinger feeds it all the way down. There's a slam dunk at the other end by Cooper Westerhold. And that just kind of put an exclamation point on what Ashland Greenwood's been doing. Wenzel feeds it inside to Gunther. Ball is stolen away. Kissinger with the steal. Now Kissinger will be fouled by Isaiah Moyer. Moyer called for the personal. Still not shooting. That is team foul number 3? 4. 4. Okay, they've got 3 up on there. They changed it to 4. So on the next foul, Ashton Greenwood will be at the line, but they've extended that lead to double digits up by 10 now, and we're down to a minute 15 to go in the ballgame. Inbound the ball to Kissinger. They're not going to foul anymore. Coming up to defend him, Kissinger, being double-teamed, gets it to the near side to Tonjes, and a reach-in foul is going to be called here on Isaiah Moyer once again.
That will begin the parade to the free throw line here for Ashton Greenwood with a minute 4 to go in the ballgame.
How many's Tonjes got now, John?
Tonjes got in 23 at the moment.
Here shooting 2 shots. He's been camped out at that free throw line all morning. First one is up and short. We'll have another coming. I've got in, what's he shot? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He shot 9 free throws. This will be his 10th attempt, I believe, at the line. Clock is down to 1:04 to go here in the semifinals of the state tournament.
Somebody opened. Back in for Swanson now.
Somebody opened the door, John.
Yeah, they did that earlier in this quarter.
Shot is on the way up, and this one is good. Got that one to fall. Now the lead is back to 11, again equaling the biggest lead. Wenzel will come down and pop a long 3. That's in and out of there. Doesn't go. Rebound Tonjes. Tonjes gets fouled. Reaching out to grab him. There was Ryan Gunther. Gunther picks up his 3rd personal. But now, John, we're under a minute to go in the ballgame, down to 56 seconds. And things are looking pretty favorable for the Blue Jays.
You would think at this point, when you keep putting Tonjes to the line, he's doing there pretty good there today at the line.
There he is, shooting 2 shots once more. He went 1 for 2 just a moment ago. This one is on the way up and good. Well, it looks like the Bulldogs are going to come up short here today, and if that's the case, we will be on the air tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Lincoln Northeast for 3rd place consolation game. You'll hear it live here on Sunny 101.3. Second shot is up and good also. Tonjes has got a bucket full of points. Here's Wenzel down court. Wenzel, guarded by Mose, pulls up for a 3 that will not go, and the rebound taken down by Logan Fangmeier. We got a whistle down there. Was Fangmeier fouled?
Yeah, either Keeling or Palmer are going to foul out.
It's going to be on Palmer, so Brian Palmer will foul out of the ballgame. I have him with 11 points in the contest. 9 of those came in the first quarter, John.
Yeah, they got a second foul he picked up in the second quarter. Had to do a little sitting. And after that, he didn't get going offensively again. That brings Raleigh Rash into the ball game. Raleigh Rash, a 6'1 sophomore, getting into the state tournament here. At the free throw line is
Fangmeyer.
Okay, Fangmeyer at the line, shooting two. First one is up and good. Logan Fangmeyer, 3 for 3 from the line now. Be sure to stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll have a postgame wrap-up here, give you a rundown, let you know how your favorite player did in this morning's competition. All the individual numbers we'll be sharing with you. Second shot is up and also good for Logan Fangmeyer. He got them both. He's 4 for 4 today from the free throw line. Down court, they give it inside. There's Levine driving lay-in. Oh, couldn't get the layup, and that pretty much tells the story of Bulldog basketball there this morning. Now on the dribble is Logan Mose. Mose gets it across the timeline, hands it up. I don't think Auburn's going to come out and foul there. They're going to let him dribble this thing out. Cooper Westerhold to dribble it. There is a 3-second differential on the shot clock. Westerhold goes across court pass with it to Tonjes. They come out and double team Tonjes. He ducks between the double team. On the dribble, Tonjes needs some help. Now puts it to the corner to Mose. Wenzel went for the steal. There's the shot clock violation. Auburn will get the ball back with 3.5 seconds. 67-52. Suddenly you look up there, John, and it's a 15-point loss. And it was a lot closer game in that final score. Going to indicate. Let's get him here. Who's Brandon Snyder checking into the lineup for Auburn?
Also coming in, Gavin Vincent, sophomore.
Zach Kalama is into the ball game. Coach Jim Weeks getting a lot of players in.
And Noah Hanley.
They can say they played in a state tournament. There's the inbound pass. Comes in to Rash. Rash will try a three. Off, no good. And there's your ball game. The final score, Ashland Greenwood 67 and the Auburn Bulldogs 52. 67-52 is your final. We'll take a 2-minute break here. Be back with the postgame scoring wrap after this 2-minute timeout. You've been listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's your hometown gear or snacks for the big game, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Falls City. From custom tees to cozy hoodies, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. Visit us at our new location on Stone Street. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at W7DesignCo.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Falls City, custom looks from homegrown roots.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Whether you're fixing up the house, building something new, or finally tackling that weekend project, your hometown go-to is Sack Lumber in Auburn. From tools and hardware to painting supplies and expert advice, the team at Sack Lumber is here to help you do it yourself and do it right. Stop by 1916 West Central Avenue or give them a call at 402-274-3121. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. Sack Lumber and Auburn, your project starts here.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District, the site of the semifinals of this Class C1 state tournament. The Auburn Bulldogs just came up on the short end of this one.
to the excellent Greenwood Blue Jays. 67-52 is your final. Time now for a post-game scoring wrap brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Meat Lumber. Meat Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Meat Lumber presenting our post-game scoring wrap. And here with a look at the final numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the ball game for the Auburn Bulldogs today, they are led in the scoring column here. I can find points on this thing. There we go. They've got 21 for Brenton Wendell of the ball game, a dozen for Ryan Gunther. Carson Levine scored three. It's four for Creighton Keeling, and nine for Brett's not right, for Brian Palmer. And they've got three for Blake Swanson.
Oh, we've got 11 for Brian Palmer on our score sheets. I'm not sure just how accurate the sheet they hand you is here.
I think it's right, but apparently not. I'm sure that's right. That's 52 for Auburn. For Ashton Greenwood, they are led by Todd. Got all line off. Todd is with 26, 17 for Cooper Westerhold, a dozen for Cal Kissinger, three more for Landon Mose, five for Barrett Cottrell, four for Logan Fangmeyer. But the numbers, free throws, Ashton Greenwood scored Auburn 15-5 at the free throw line in the ball game. Auburn went 5-for-9. Ashton Greenwood 15-for-20. The 3-point shooting pretty much even. Auburn 5-out-of-9, while the Blue Jays went 4-out-of-10 in the ball game today. But those middle two quarters, well, actually the last three quarters, Ashton Greenwood outscored Auburn 37-26 in the middle two quarters, then out by 7 in the fourth quarter. A lot of free throws in that fourth quarter. Auburn added 6 points there in the free throw line, and none for Auburn in the fourth period.
John, not quite as profound today as yesterday, but again, once again, Auburn had so many bunnies, those shots right under the basket, the ones that you would think 9 out of 10 times are going to go in. They set it on the rim, they rolled around and dropped off, and that certainly contributed to Auburn coming up short here. So, John, with the loss, the Bulldogs will move to the consolation bracket, and they'll be playing tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Will be at Lincoln Northeast High School, and they'll be facing, who we got?
Ogallala.
Yeah,
number
Ogallala.
One team, number
that's
one
right.
Team in the state.
Yep, they'll be playing Ogallala. 11 o'clock tomorrow, we'll have a pregame show, probably around 10:40, somewhere in that area again. We'll have a chance to visit with Coach Jim Weeks, and then we'll be coming to you from Lincoln Northeast High School tomorrow morning. Hey, the Bulldogs, they've still got pride to play for here. They're only their second loss of the year. They're 25-2, and I'm sure they'd like to pick up another one. John, your final thoughts here.
Well, Ashton Greenwood's been, they were ranked number one for a great deal of the season. They got beat out in Grand Island by Ogallala. That tournament, and that was their only loss of the season. And, you know, the way they came out today, I kind of wonder, I said, I wonder if they're a little disappointed Ogallala got beat, because they weren't right, they weren't sharp the first part of the first quarter, but they sharpened up as the game went. But now they get to play for another state championship, trying to defend last year's state title. And Auburn back in the state tournament this year, seventh time in 8 years, and they'll play for third place. And nothing to sneeze at there.
All right, well, that's about going to wrap it up for today's broadcast of State Tournament Basketball. On behalf of our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber, I'm Randy Gattulo, along with John Nixon. We leave you with the final score. It was Ashton Greenwood 67 and Auburn 52. Have a good day, everyone, and thanks for listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.